You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with, once again, Mr. Peter Rex, an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and thought leader who built a billion-dollar investment business from scratch in less than 7 years, and now runs a technology company based in beautiful Seattle, Washington. And on this episode of Enterprise Radio, Mr. Rex will be covering the biggest misunderstanding about entrepreneurship. And Mr. Rex, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's great to be here, and it's great to be able to communicate with your fans, with your listeners.
You are more than welcome, and really good to have you back. Looking forward to hearing from you once again. So tell us, what does being an entrepreneur actually mean to you?
Eric, great question. I think historically, entrepreneur was a word, which is kind of ironic, that I never liked. Now, the reason was is that reversing back, when I was going to college and when I was in my younger years, I really had a heart to serve people. And I thought about even possibly going into the missions, decided that really wasn't going to work for me. So then I decided to maybe I'll serve in public service. So I transferred to Georgetown University because it's in Washington, D.C., and there I worked on Capitol Hill with a couple different jobs. But when I did that, I realized it's not really a place that I'm going to find fulfillment. So I backed my way into going into business right after college, actually. But I didn't lose my heart for service, where I really wanted to serve people. So when I first started learning about business, the impression I got about the word and the meaning of entrepreneurship was not really what I was about. I was about serving people. I was about trying to build things great for others in the world and use my life as a tool of giving so I could really exhaust my life in service. So what I ended up realizing was that is actually what entrepreneurship is about. But there's a misconception about entrepreneurship where a lot of people have this in their mind that entrepreneurship is sort of freedom from. But really, I think entrepreneurship needs to be freedom for. In other words, it needs to be freedom for serving others, not freedom from serving others. And I think that's the key difference of the way I would define or see entrepreneurship and the image of it versus the way it's sometimes imaged in the media. I think in the media, you sometimes see people say, oh, I'm an entrepreneur, or he's an entrepreneur. And it sort of is, it's a person who almost doesn't have any responsibility for anybody else. And that's the opposite of what I want to do with my life and what a real entrepreneur should be doing. A real entrepreneur needs to take on responsibility and seek responsibility and really figure out how to give of themselves to help other people. And that's really what is at the heart of an excellent entrepreneur. And that's going to make a much more successful entrepreneur. It's not the guy or the girl that's out on a boat, you know, that just doesn't owe anything to anybody. They're out living on an island somewhere doing nothing. I mean, for anybody besides consuming the money that they've made. That's not really what entrepreneurship should be about. To me, that's sort of in a way, it's sort of an evil version of a really good thing, right? I think the really good version of a good thing is a person that's totally has a heart of service. They see themselves in business. They see business as a vehicle for doing good and profit as a measurement of how good they're doing in business and how much good they're doing.
Now, looking at service, and it certainly does appear by what we've learned from you here that you are service-minded. How has service of others helped guide you in your career so far?
Yeah, I think service of others that's what entrepreneurship is totally about and what building a company is about. Ultimately, I think even in my company currently, right, we have at Trustwork, Trustwork Nation has about 450 people in Trustwork Nation so far. Now, of all those people, what do they see me as, right? They see me as sort of a figurehead, a leader. Maybe some people look up to me. But ultimately, what they really want from me is they want someone who's going to lead them well and lead the company well and provide service to them and deliver good direction for the company and deliver good opportunities to them. And if I don't do that, then they're going to leave. So it's sort of like a lot of people look at the boss and they say, oh, he's in charge. But really, it's occurred to me many times, sometimes in the morning when I'm in my quiet and in the mornings I pray. And I'll sometimes reflect on things. And it's occurred to me, I have so many obligations to people in the company. And it's sort of the opposite of the way other people see it. They see it as, oh, the big boss, you know, he doesn't owe anybody anything, right? But really, if you're a dutiful person with a conscience, and you run a company, you have an obligation to each person in your company to figure out how you can create opportunity for them and how to help them move forward, and to all your customers.
And that certainly is some great advice shared right there. Tell us, why is a focus on service important to any business and entrepreneurship in general?
Well, I think it's completely key. It's got to be one of the most important things of your disposition in business for long-term success. Even if you look at a business that doesn't require necessarily the most service, say like a Berkshire Hathaway with Warren Buffett, nevertheless, he serves his shareholders and he takes it very seriously to serve them well. And in the long term, that's paid off tremendously well. So even for something like an investment trading group like a Berkshire Hathaway, it still is important to see yourself as having a customer service relationship and having a service relationship to those who are depending on you. And it leads to longer term success. And now let's take a look at the opposite side of that. Someone who hasn't done the best job of being long-term oriented and seeking out the best for their customers. Take a look at Facebook, right? Facebook, everybody knows what Facebook is. Facebook is sort of the opposite of trust work. Trust work's the alternative to Facebook. But if you look at Facebook, you can see a lot of short-term minded behavior that's not necessarily service oriented towards the base of people that are trusting the leadership there. And that's now Facebook's done tremendously well. However, this is hurting them now. And no one knows, and you can't guarantee that customers are going to stick with them. If they've betrayed the trust of the user base, customers could switch over in a very quick fashion in a year or two to an alternative like TrustWork and say, you know what, you betray trust once, we're done with you. You don't get a second chance. And this type of short-term mentality is something I've seen in different companies. And I think it's not only is it not good for the leadership to be acting this way on a moral level, it's just going to be bad for their business over the 10 to 20 year term.
And I agree with you on that 110%. Today we are joined by Peter Rex, an entrepreneur philanthropist who now runs a technology company based in Seattle, Washington, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Peter, why shouldn't aspiring entrepreneurs focus on wealth and money? What's the downfall there?
My answer on this is nuanced. I think that they should focus on making money. However, it's the way you go about making money and how you achieve that goal. And I think that the best way to achieve that goal is to have a long-term humanistic approach to things where you look to serve other people. That's going to end up with a larger bottom line. And it's a more enlightened way to do business. It's going to make you more happy. You'll have less enemies. And your customers are going to like you more, and your teammates are going to see it, and they're going to be more joyful, and they're going to have a better time in their work when you take a long-term approach to things, where you look to actually create real value for others. But I do think it's actually good if you're in business to seek out wealth and money. Wealth and money are a good thing. There's nothing wrong with them. But if you love wealth and money more than you love people, then I think you're pretty much screwed as it is. And I don't think your life is going to be happy, and you're going to run into a lot of problems. You're going to see your marriage, if you're married, you're going to have problems there. You're going to see your relationships with your siblings is going to have problems. Your friendships are going to get empty. So I think you've got to making money, wealth, awesome things, right? But wealth and money are at the same time, money is kind of everything and it's nothing, is one of my sayings. It's everything because in business, it's how you get things moving, right? You need that cash. Cash is the blood of business. But it's also nothing because when you actually put it in perspective, if I offered you, Eric, $1 billion to cut off your mom's pinky, would you do it? Over her pinky. You still wouldn't do it just because you love your mom, right? Even over her pinky, you wouldn't do it for $1 billion in cash. So that just gives you a perspective of how any decent human being already knows in their heart that money is subordinated to humans. But I think greed and the love of money where you put it above things can really blind the mind and blind the heart. And it leads to bad business decisions, actually.
Yeah, not too often anyone comes on the show and brings that perspective and focus in on the motivation for making money and from that angle. So that's really, really a good share. Lastly, how can aspiring entrepreneurs continue to serve others while still finding the financial success that is necessary to build a business?
I think there's so many good opportunities out there. I think they've got to So I'm going to paint a broad picture here of how they can go about doing it. So that way, anybody that's out there listening can kind of grab from this picture and apply it to their life as appropriate. What they should try to do is find out, as they look out into the field, of possible opportunities. And there's so many opportunities out there. They should try to find an opportunity that comes at the inflection of what they love to do, so their passions, what they really love, and where they have talents that are superior to others in general, so that above average talents. If they can find an opportunity out there, and there's so many opportunities, which is a mindset shift. So maybe the first thing they got to do is have a mindset that there's tons of opportunities out there and that they can attack one of them and succeed. Once they make that move on their mind, then they should look for an opportunity that comes at the inflection of their passions and their talent. Right there is where they're going to be able to win.
Again, Mr. Rex, really good to have had you with us. Some great information shared here once again. We can't thank you enough for joining us and for taking a moment to be with us here today. Where can listeners, I know you're working on trust work, and that's what you're focused on right now. Where can listeners get all the details on trust work and also be in direct contact with you as well?
Absolutely. Follow me at Peter Rex on Twitter, and it's trustwork.com. Get a profile today, because setting one up is investing in your future. And become a fan of trust work in general. Just try to help us. Our mission is to empower people to rise up and live abundantly. It's a platform for you. It's a platform for entrepreneurs. So help us build this thing. Help us make it a reality. And that's it. If you live in Florida and Texas, we're on a rage in those two states. Jump on there. I challenge you to post anything on that platform to get it done. And we're going to try to get it done for you.
And that sounds like a plan. Again, it is trustwork.com. Mr. Rex, thanks for joining us here today, and look forward to speaking with you once again next week.
Eric, thank you.
We've been speaking with Mr. Peter Rex, an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and thought leader who built a billion-dollar investment business from scratch in less than 7 years and now runs a technology company based in Seattle, Washington. And for further details, visit trustwork.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.